Welcome to August, Jason Cairns.
First day of August.
Yeah.
Here we are.
Absolutely.
Here we are. Yeah.
And we are busy with our Backpack to School Challenge, and so we don't have a lot of time to get other things in these days. It's a week-long challenge going through Friday, but it's like thinking about kids from, you know, in terms of those extra costs, backpacks and things like that. So a lot of times, though, we would take time, I don't know if we will today, to talk about the special events, but I'll have you know, the very first thing, August is Happiness Happens Month.
Happiness Happens Month. I wonder what they mean by that.
I don't know. There's a lot of times with special events, I'm like, what are you talking about? So,
yeah. I mean, I would be grateful if happiness happens, but are we supposed to make it happen, or does it happen to us?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lots of questions.
I think as you, as you set out to help others be happy, will that help your happiness?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think that's, that social interest in others that can definitely help boost our own moods.
Mm-hmm. All right. One other word on the Backpack to School Challenge. We're asking for six new supporters between now and 6 o'clock. It's a tall order, but I'm a dreamer. And so we did get some last night that apparently somebody just before 7 last night and 10:35 last night. So thanks to those folks. We had a $200 support earlier, but again, we got a long way to go. We had about close to 5,000 from our generous business sponsors, but we want to triple that and get to 15,000, and so we can help out the kids in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls School District and Liberia for the first time, and stretching that dollar even further. Yeah, so
that's cool that you're adding Liberia this year.
Yeah, and in fact, it's for $50, you can do backpacks for two kids and school supplies and shoes. So how about that, huh?
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good. That's stretching your dollar a long way there.
Absolutely. And we've talked about you coming from a single mom home and some of those challenges.
Yeah.
You know what that's like, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it was true for you growing up, but you got for us it was I'd get two pair of shoes for the year, one pair of church shoes and one pair of school shoes.
Hmm.
Yeah, usually by springtime, you know, my toes were busting through the end of the shoes, and you stretch things as long as you can, shoes taped together, that sort of thing. So, yeah, that's a great thing that they're doing there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. So we would love as many. My mom and I have got involved and put our skin in the game, and we hope others will as well. We're up to love letter 18 from Larry Crabb, 66 Love Letters, the story everyone needs to hear. It's Job today. To rest in hope, you must writhe in pain. And here's how he sums up Job in a paragraph, as if God was unpacking it for us in the epilogue of that terrific book. He says, "You are not in control of either getting or keeping the blessings you desire. What comes into your life always comes with my knowledge and permission. What I allow is sometimes painful and often confusing. You will ask why and get no answer. Only in mystery will you discover humility and hope." What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, as you're reading that, I was thinking the confusion piece I've certainly felt. You know, and wondering where or how do we cling to that hope in the midst of that mystery or that uncertainty. And, you know, it's just I think the story of Job certainly points us toward that, you know, lots of suffering and by the end kind of his greater picture of what God was up to.
It occurs to me as I look for a song to follow us that Michael Carr did do, like, you know, he actually would do songs based on Old Testament books. It's pretty rare in CCM world, but he did like the Job Suite, and it's close to 10 minutes, I believe, actually.
Wow.
I know it.
That's a long one.
Yeah, he's something else. All right, well, let's close it off with Galatians, 5:2-4. Can we do that?
Sure. We'll try it, yeah.
All right.
Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ will be of no benefit to you. I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourself right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those three verses in this paragraph. Paul was concerned that accepting circumcision was akin to a whole cloth rejection of my son's justifying work. Circumcision had more significant implication in Paul's day. The people did not circumcise their sons for health or cosmetic reasons, but to signify their adherence to the old covenant. They exchanged grace for law, but you cannot have it both ways. Seeking approval through rules or morality is to reject my gift. You may believe that following the rules is a safety net, but it's not. It is unbelief. Final thought.
Man, that idea of following the law as a safety net, I've certainly fallen prey to that, I think. And knowing or trying to remember that God's grace is much bigger than I will ever believe or imagine.
I think about one fella that said one time, he's just like, just tell me what to do, right? We just want to know what are, because like grace is that mystery of some. I mean, it is more undefined, right? So,
for sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. Have a great day. We appreciate it. Well, let's see. First things first, backpack to school challenge. Caleb, I tried. I tried a lot yesterday on the drive in the first 2 hours for Dawson and this morning and got a few. I saw we had somebody give $200 yesterday, and that was great. And then we had three different folks this morning, Jason and Donna and Randy. Thanks to each of them giving $50 a piece toward the backpack to school challenge.
Yeah, now it's time to get moving here on a Tuesday. Again, we only have until Friday to see this challenge met or exceeded, Lord willing. Again, We Care Eau Claire, their backpack distribution expected to serve over 1,000 students. Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa County expected to serve over 1,000 students. And then we talked at length with Peggy Halverson, Teamwork Africa, the incredible amount of need, the desperation in Liberia, and what your dollars can do to provide not only backpacks and school supplies, but also shoes for these precious children in Liberia, West Africa. And so again, your gifts are going to be divided equally among those three vital causes here. And so we're asking you to step up. We're, Lord willing, going to see $15,000 raised by this Friday, but we got to get moving if we're going to see that happen. Our sponsors gave almost the first third, almost $5,000. And so, Havel, I want to put the challenge out. Can we see 20 backpacks given before 8 a.m.? That's $1,000. And here's the thing, $1,000 could be 10 people giving 100, 10 people saying I can do two backpacks. It could be 20 people saying I could do one backpack. Or honestly, it could be one person. We've seen that before. It could be one person saying, you know what, the Lord's blessed me, prospered me, or even just saying, you know what, maybe I don't have a ton, but I have enough to share, and the Lord's moving me to drop $1,000 on this. I don't know what it could be, but I'm excited to see what happens in the next 53 minutes here. Can we see 20 backpacks or $1,000 given before 8 a.m.? The easiest place to go for that is wwib.com/backpacks, or if you can get to wwib.com, there's a big red bar right across the top. You can give safely, securely, easily there to help these children and bless them.
And Caleb, some good news in our Backpack to School Challenge. Somebody getting us started, huh?
Absolutely. So we're trying to see 20 backpacks given. That's $1,000. 20 backpacks given before 8 a.m. And our first one is in the books. Thank you so much to our friend Sherry from Bloomer for providing a child with their backpack and school supplies. And Sherry says this, my gift this year is in memory of my mama. She always made sure we were set with supplies for the new school year, even if it was just the minimal amount needed. She says, I am from a family of 11 children and know and understand challenges of just getting by. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Love you, WWIB, and thanks for inspiring me every day. Thank you so much for inspiring us and helping us get started. It's always kind of that first one, too, as we put out a challenge. So thank you, Sherry, for responding right away. Can we see 19 more backpacks raised? And as we say, we're trying to get $1,000 raised this hour. That could be 20 different people doing what Sherry did and giving one backpack. That could be 10 people giving two. That could be one person saying, no, the Lord's blessed me in a way where I could give that $1,000 right here, right now. But if you're able to respond, would you do so at WWIB.com? Right at the top of the page, that big red bar says Backpack to School Challenge. Join with Sherry, and thank you so much for those wonderful words, Sherry, and that gift in memory of your mama.
What have we got coming up this hour?
Well, we're going to be talking around 8:15 with Jordan Van Prusde from We Care Eau Claire. And again, that's one of the three organizations benefited by this year's Backpack to School Challenge. So we'll talk again about the heart behind that and the need. And around 8:45, looking forward to chatting with Officer Stephanie Bull one more time about National Night Out tonight. And I think first, too, Halvo, we should figure out what's our goal for the 8 o'clock hour here. We were trying to get 20 backpacks given by 8 a.m. Fell a little bit short of that, 9 short. But now's the chance to hopefully get that a little bit more here this hour by 9 a.m.
So what do you want the goal to be?
Let's say 15. See if we can get 15.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. So we've just got a mind meld here.
We do.
Can we get 15 backpacks given? And again, $50 per backpack. And maybe that's just one person who does all of that. Maybe that's 15 people. Maybe that's 7.5 people, because I don't want to do a lot of math right now. But WWIB.com, if you would help us. Again, you'll be finding out more and more about how much good this will do through your generosity. So thank you in advance for your generous giving. Well, we have two different guests joining us right now again as we are here just a few days away from the end of our Backpack to School Challenge. It ends this Friday. Our goal, Lord willing, to see at least $15,000 raised by this Friday to divide equally between We Care Eau Claire and their backpack distribution coming up quite soon. That's expected to serve around 1,000 children in the Eau Claire School District. Also, Valley Vineyard Church in Chippewa Falls expecting to serve about 1,000 children there. And then new this year, an international component with Teamwork Africa and the Starfish Kids sponsoring children who may have lost one or both parents and helping them with their backpacks, school supplies, even shoes. So a chance to give locally and internationally. And focusing right now on Eau Claire County and the Eau Claire School District, we have Jordan Van Pruzy from We Care Eau Claire and Danny Graham joining us from the Eau Claire School District. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Now, Danny, we'll start with you again. I was just looking at your email signature and all the different things you do, the homeless program, the foster care program, the ECASD closet, weekend kids meal coordinator. I mean, there's a lot of things you're doing, but that's because there is a significant, significant need. I mean, we think of all the school district reached by WWIB in our listening area, but just this one, there's such a massive, massive need among children.
Absolutely. We have about 11,000 students in our school district, and about a third of them qualify for free or reduced meals. So that income level kind of tells us where our county is at. And this is not alone Eau Claire, but definitely, you know, even based off of that, you know, there is a lot of need in our school district and a lot of other school districts, too.
And Jordan, when we talk about We Care Eau Claire, that's a number of different churches coming together, and together you it's great to see that cooperation, but you all see this need as you work on this backpack program, right?
Yeah, our churches might disagree on different philosophies, but this we can agree on, that we want to support the kids. And in Eau Claire, we want to love on them and their families and provide them with the supplies they need to start the school year off on the right note. And what a great message from the local churches. Lots of local churches are involved. Anyone that shares that belief in loving kids in the neighborhoods we live in is welcome to attend.
Jordan, how have you seen the need change, grow over the years, too, from how We Care Eau Claire started to what you're doing now? I know I'm part of your Facebook group and see, again, as you guys are trying to find the best price possible on all these school supplies, wholesale and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of work that goes into this because the need, again, we're talking, what, close to 1,000 children expected to be served this year.
Yeah, we're expecting around 1,200 students to receive a backpack with school supplies this year. And every student is at a different point in their education. If you're a high school student, you need different supplies than if you were a first grader. And so we try to make sure that each backpack is ready to go so that day one, they don't need any other supplies. Mm. And with that is a lot of other challenges, because who's arriving to the event? Are they all third graders this year and we need an abundance of those? Or are they high school students? So we try to do our best to work with Danny and others to make sure that we are prepared. And if we run out, we will find ways to make the need met at the end of the event, too.
And Danny Graham, I mean, we've talked with you a number of times over the years, might be with this or other matters like with Feed My People that we're involved with. And so we love working with you. But I was just curious, I mean, do you see things getting better, or is it kind of status quo or even sliding backward a little bit?
Oh, gosh. I wish I could say that we were seeing things get better, but no. Unfortunately, the need is growing, and we are a very generous community, so those kids, I know, are not going to go unanswered on getting the things they need. But no, unfortunately right now we're seeing the need grow. And that's why we really need people to step up. I was at Walmart last year yesterday and I was perusing the aisles and I just saw a couple different families go through, and it's exciting getting your supplies, your backpack and everything. And I could see that, but I could also see kind of the stress with the parent too. And they're not cheap. On sale right now, a notebook is 65 cents. And I went to the store thinking they were going to be about 20 to 30 cents. So clearly in my mind, you know, this is, you know, the costs are up, you know, and the stress is up. And for a family who is struggling to even meet their own bills, and then they need to, you know, worry about, and they want their kids to have those things and they can't get them for them. That's a lot on a family. And so I just think, you know, I adopt a few backpacks a year and make sure that kids get what they need. And if I can do that and make sure that a family is not stressed out and those kids walk through the doors with exactly what they need, I just think hopefully everybody can have that chance to be a part of that.
Danny, a brief follow-up on that as well, because I know this is something we've talked about. I think you've talked about your growing up and being in some of these situations and being in need. What does that do just for the confidence of a child to be able to walk in and say, I have the things everybody else has? Because for some of these, again, kids through no fault of their own, and oftentimes you said the parents are working so hard and just don't have the funds. A lot of times for these children at the beginning of the year, if they don't have the right things, I know they get singled out. And you know, when especially some of these middle school kids and stuff, you get singled out from the beginning of the year. I mean, you can be picked on for a long, long time.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yep. Definitely growing up, I was in a family that we could not afford those things. And back then, they just didn't have these programs. And it really rakes on your self-esteem. Like when you walk through the door and you see all the other kids have what they need and you don't, you know, you feel like something's wrong and you feel like, oh, I guess this is all I deserve is to be that kid that doesn't have. And that's not fair. You know, every kid deserves to feel good when they walk through the door, start off the year right, you know. And so it is so important to come to school with what you need and look around and feel good that you're starting off just like every other kid.
And it's our opportunity, I think, to protect some of these children from being picked on, to show them their value. Again, at WWIB, we're saying everyone is created in the image of God, and because of that, you have value. And I know, Jordan, that's one of the big hearts behind what you guys do with all these churches, saying we're coming together saying you have value, you have worth, you matter, your life matters because God says so.
I think the bottom line is we're better together. And when we try to do it on our own, we're going to come up short. And together we can accomplish so much more. And obviously with the faith-based background of these churches, they're doing it because they love God and they love Jesus. And they want to see the rest of the community come and rally around that. But one really, really neat story that I've seen is I saw the first year of doing this, there was a mom and her kids that came to the event. And they were so thankful for what they received at the event. The next year, they signed up to volunteer. Mm. They didn't sign up to come and be a part of it on the receiving end. They came back as a giver. Mm. And I just think, what a beautiful picture of what we're trying to see happen in the Eau Claire area, is just people coming together and rallying together and saying, hey, we're better together than on our own.
So, that's for sure. There's so many song suggestions made in our conversation here, but I'm going to go with Better Together in a moment. Jordan Van Prusde, thank you. Danny Graham from the Eau Claire School District, thank you. And again, Caleb, right now we're still striking out in terms of our goal of 15 backpacks by 9 o'clock, but just kind of a slow start. And so, you know, room for us to still make a push between now and 9 o'clock.
We've got 34 minutes left before 9 o'clock.
So yeah.
WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. It's a big red bar. You can't miss it. WIB.com/backpacks. If you'd like to serve, if you'd like to give in this way, you can be part of this. And what a beautiful thing it is. There is joy in giving. There truly is. And experience that along with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Jordan and Danny, for being with us.